Hello, this is Monica Jenna Jones, and I'm about to do another broadcast. And this broadcast is going to be called In the Meantime. In the Meantime. So, earlier this evening, my friend and I, my best friend and I, were having a conversation. We were just having a conversation about how But she shared with me how she had received a prophetic word many, many years ago that she would want for nothing, that she was going to be well off. And she shared with me how it hasn't come to pass because she's been met with a lot of financial challenges. And one thing I've learned about prophetic words is that they bring warfare. And if you are equipped to handle that warfare, it'll make you think that that prophetic word you heard was a false one. And so I titled this In the Meantime because there is a process that goes on. Once a prophetic word is released, and then there's a process we have to endure until we get to the promise. So in the meantime, we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing? Are we just saying, I believe I receive it? Are we just naming it and claiming it? What are we actually doing with those type of prophetic words, those declarations over our lives? What are we doing with them? I remember I used to believe that all I had to do was speak something into the atmosphere and it would happen. But then I learned that's not always true. I mean, I remember hearing a teacher say, you know, if you want to be a millionaire, just say, declare I'm a millionaire. And the thing that I've learned is no matter how many times I said I was a millionaire, if I didn't do any work, if I didn't prepare myself to become a millionaire, if I didn't take any, you know, read any books or learn how to invest in myself, learn how to invest in opportunities that will create wealth, then I'll never be a millionaire. In the meantime, if I'm just speaking words, it's not going to come to pass anyway. And I think a lot of us in Western Christianity have been taught falsely. We've been taught all you got to do is name it and claim it. All you got to do is speak those things that be not as though they were, and they'll come to pass. And that's not true, because God is the one. God is the one who speaks those things that be not as though they were. We have to do a process. We have to not just write the vision and make it plain, but we have to do the work that goes behind it. It's just like with vision boards. I mean, it's like I'm really having an epiphany, an eye-opening experience, and I'm realizing that, you know, even with vision boards, even with writing down goals, if you just taking pictures, cutting out pictures of what you desire to have does not bring it to pass. Neither does just speaking it bring it to pass. It's all about, what are you doing? Why are you waiting on that desire or that promise? How are you preparing for it? You have to make room for it. How are you making room? And if we're just sitting back idly and we're like, Lord, when is it coming? Lord, I prayed and I've declared and I decreed and I spoke words of faith and I believe, and You know, faith without works is dead. A simple scripture that we often quote, but we just, it's like we overlook it because of its simplicity. It takes work. It takes work. And I don't know, we were just discussing all the things that we learned in church that has kept us, you know, behind in a sense, because I often find myself saying, if I knew what, you know, when I was younger, say 18, 19, 20, if I had the mentality then that I do now, I often wonder where my life would be. And I know it wouldn't be like it is now. Not saying that I can't, that God can't redeem the time, but I'm no longer 18, 19, 20. I'm in my early 40s now. And even though I'm still young, I don't have as much time as I used to have. There's like a big gap, 24 years, 24, 23, 22 year difference. And the years go by so fast. But in the meantime, what are you doing with the time that you have? You know, a lot of us feel like we act as if we're going to be here forever, like we're never going to die. And we feel like we can just take our time, and when we get ready, we can start doing things. But in all actuality, tomorrow isn't promised to any of us. And I'm not saying it to bring forth fear, but to bring forth the fact that tomorrow's not promised to any of us. We don't know when our souls will be required of us. We really don't know. And so it would behoove us to make the most of every opportunity, for the days are evil. The days are evil. I have not seen so much death in all my life. People that I know, don't know, people way younger than me, people my age, people 10 years younger than me, 20 years younger than me, are leaving this world and at an alarming rate. And I'm like, I gotta tighten up. You know? When they woke up that day, they didn't know that that was going to be their last day. So in the meantime, what are you doing with the life that has been bestowed upon you? What are you doing with the life that you were blessed with? And no matter how much we go through in this life, and no matter how sometimes it seems like our life is a curse because things are always continuously going wrong, or at least it always seems like it is. In the meantime, what are we doing with this life? You know, and I think about people that have passed away, and I'm like, you know, their life is over. They don't get a do-over. They're either with the Lord or they're not. I mean, those are the only two choices that we have. And it scares me because I'm like, I don't want to go to the Lord and the Lord says, tell me, you know, you didn't use your gifts. You know, and I had this life for you, but because you were in fear and because you were lazy and because you were full of doubt, you did nothing with the gifts that I gave you. So in the meantime, what are you doing with this life? I keep asking that question because I really want to get it in, not just in my head, but in whoever's going to listen to this audio. In the meantime, what are you going to do with this life that you've been given? And, you know, right now out in the movies is the movie Harriet is out. And I desire to go see that movie because she lived in an era where, number one, she was property. She wasn't a human being according to the white people around her. She was a slave. And then she did these enormous feats. She rescued 750 people from slavery. She would take them away and they, you know, went by foot or different. I mean, and I'm like, wow, that's just awesome if you think about it. There were no cars then. And 750 slaves got free following her. But what I do remember is she was known to carry her gun. And if anybody said they wanted to go back, she would tell them, I would kill you. Like, she was serious. Her thing was, you know, you're going to be free or die. And looking at, just remembering, studying, about learning about her in grade school and the things that she did, from what I remember, her with the troops and her leading the troops and her running away, you know, on foot for 100 miles. I'm like, that's just wow. I'm thinking she had to be in great health to even do that 100 miles on foot. She had to have sleepless nights, not knowing if she was going to get caught when she, you know, ran away to get free. Having to always look over her back. She probably went many nights without any food or water. But she made it there and she got free. And then she went back and continuously for 20 years rescuing other slaves so that they could be free. And I'm like, and then I look at my life and I'm like, I've wasted a lot of time. And if you're like me, you find yourself wishing I could go back. But we can't go back. We can't go back to those years. I can't go back to when I was 18, 19, 20. I can only go forward. I can't go backward. And even though I'm not the same person that I used to be, I mean, I kind of grieve over what could have been. But then I have to realize that my past, my latter isn't, you know, my former isn't greater than my latter. So I can't allow myself to be so focused on the past and be regretting on what I didn't do that I don't do anything now. You know, now is the time to start doing things, and now is the time. I can't do anything about yesterday. I can only focus on today. And I mean, I'm like, my prayer has been, God help me with the spirit of procrastination that I have. Because I do have a spirit of procrastination. And I know that if I would just get to the place that I do things right when God gives them to me, there's no telling where I could be right now, where, you know, but I have to, like, just not focus on it. And just focus on, you know, what I desire, make those goals, implement those goals, execute, and do it without fear. And if I feel so well, at least I tried. You know, if I don't have it all together like I want, at least I tried. And that's what's important more than anything else. It's not about, what if I fail? Or what if this doesn't turn out right? It's more so, did you try? Did you put forth any kind of effort? Because that in itself is a success. And so, I don't know, in the meantime, what are you doing with the life that you've been given? Help us, Lord, to live this life that you've given us. Help us to not walk in fear. but walk in faith. Help us not to walk in doubt, but help us to be sure of our identity in you. Not what people have said and not even what we have thought about our own selves, but what did you say? What did you say? So, Lord, my prayer for this evening is just that we get out of our own way. That we renounce the old way of doing things, and that we embrace the new thing that you're trying to bring forth to us. And I mean, you've already brought it to us. It's just that we have not been receptive because we have our own ideology of how things are supposed to be. We have our own ideology in our mind of what's supposed to come after once it says. And it's supposed to be this way for the next success. And before we know it, we got a pattern, a perceived pattern of success that doesn't work for everybody. And first and foremost, we got to pray and intercede and ask the Lord, you know, show me what you want me to see. Show me what I need to know. Teach me what I need to know. Because we need you, Lord. We need you. You know, not in a religious fashion, but I mean, just being desperate for you. Just wanting you here in our midst, in our presence. So, in the meantime, what are you doing with the life that the Lord has blessed you with? And please know yet again that the gifts that were given, that are given to each one of us, whether we use them or not, we're going to be held accountable for them because they were given unto us and we were not good stewards of those gifts. So my prayer is, Lord, help us to walk according to your precepts and your standards, your will and your way, not what we think, not what we feel, not what we see other people do, but your perfect will for our lives. You know, no more falling by the wayside because of distractions and deception and, you know, it seems like everybody losing their mind. But it's not even that. We just got to, like, be focused and continue to just understand that the Lord blessed us with gifts, but the main gift he gave us was Jesus. And secondly, that relationship with him, that privilege of having a relationship with him. So, in closing, I just want to say, don't wallow in regret. Don't wish you could go back in time and change things, because you can't. And even if you had the ability to, you will probably mess up things a lot worse than what they actually are by trying to interfere. So, where you are right now is not an indicator of where you will be if you're willing to do the work. And I'm talking to myself. Do the work, do the work, do the work. Because God wants us to exemplify him. He is not a God of lack, but of more than enough. And we ought to be so grateful and thankful for that. For him being such a forgiving God, a merciful God, a loving God. A God that will set us on the right path. And we will humble ourselves and let him do what he does. He's all knowing. So we might as well trust him. Because we don't know it all. I mean, that's why the world is in a fallen state. Because we thought we could do things without God. And we thought we don't need him, but we do. So in conclusion, again, in the meantime,
What are you going to do with this life that the Lord died to give you? This concludes my broadcast. Have a good evening. Good night.